Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Sam Vecenie.
No matter what scouts say about going back and looking at tape, they are swayed by what they've seen most recently. And it must just be human nature that sometimes overcomes there.
I totally agree with you. That's part of the reason that guys who have big NCAA tournaments like Tyler Lydon at Syracuse end up going in the first round, and why executives end up looking at these workouts that end up being 1-on-0 or 2-on-0 if their agency workouts, and evaluate them very strangely in the context of how this entire process goes. Like you said, theoretically, there is a full body of work, and I think that the teams that evaluate based off the full body of work end up being most successful, but this stuff happens.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. 1040 Mark Deeks is going to join us. We will do the midday midway at 11. We're going to qualify somebody for the opportunity to win Cubs season tickets. And we've got two sets of tickets for the Cubs season preview party on March 24th right here at our performance stage. All of that and more. And we actually have some breaking sports news we're going to get to in just a bit.
That we do.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Texting, the occasional wayward or intended sext, is always welcome at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein underscore MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. You also have to download the radio.com app.
I wish I was Mike Trout.
Yes, we all do. $500 million.
My God.
Pretty nice.
Man.
That's the way you stream The Score on your mobile device. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Brian Gertz directs the video feed at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live, so you can see us if you want. Hi, how's it going? Producers Jay Zawoski.
Tonight, they salvage a victory to close out a three-game road trip, snap their five-game skid. They sweep the Suns for the first time since the 2013-14 campaign, and I think Jim Boylan looking down to see where the opposing head coach went.
Looks like he left. I think he's a little upset with Jim Boylan. I think he might have caught the little gorilla car and just took off. Oh, my goodness.
He caught the little gorilla car?
I guess.
Is that a bit there?
Don't call timeouts with like 10 seconds left in ball games where it's over.
How about it?
Or when there's 30 seconds left and you're down 27.
Yeah, Jim's not making a lot of friends among his coaching brethren, is he?
It didn't help that Zach LaVine was pad-statting.
Stab-padding.
Or that, too. Did I say pad-statting?
Pad-statting, yeah, stab-padding, and pad-padding.
He was doing all of it and the Suns didn't like it.
That's true. That's true. He's pulling his Russell Westbrook. It's always Russ.
On the board, Rick Camp.
So nobody in the country has won four straight championships except Tim Kluse and Iona. And the gift they get is Carolina and Roy Williams, who is only 28-0 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So what a fun night expected. By what day? I didn't see the times yet. So did you get a time yet already, Tim? You have a time?
Yeah, it's 9:20 on Friday.
Are you playing? Oh, so you're in the tournament for 2 days. I haven't looked at the times yet on the tournament. So you're in playing Friday night. And you know what? I said this, that considering the way you play, there's probably no team in the country that is probably a worse style for you than Carolina, because they in essence, want to go up and down the floor like you. They go up and down the floor and run the best secondary break in the world, and they are probably about as bad a matchup as you could ever hope for.
Pretty much.
Doing, man.
Well, yeah. Right. We're like a 90 seed. Of right. Course, Mike.
What do you expect?
The hell do you think is happening here?
Chill out, Pope. In the back doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
According to Bettman, that's something that he needed to move along with, and he wanted to reinvent the sport and everything else. I have no problem with it ending in a tie. There's too many fans out there that are younger, millenniums or whatever, millennials or whatever you want to call them. They think, you can't have a tie. I don't want to sit out there for 2.5, 3 hours and get a tie. Guess what? I've been watching hockey longer than any of these younger guys, including, by the way, my son is younger than me, and he loves it, whether the game's tied or whatever.
I would hope so. It's like that's the old bit from Love and Death, right? then there was old Gregor and his son, young Gregor. Oddly enough, young Gregor's son was older than old Gregor. Nobody can figure out how that happened.
My son is younger than me.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure, almost has to be.
Yeah, I think it's
almost has to be.
The Lenniums. He just called them Lenniums.
Yeah, Lenniums or whatever, millennials or whatever you want to call them.
Menials. They're Lenniums or Menials.
I thought we Menials were cool with ties. Everybody gets a trophy. You can tie. I thought it was your generation and the boomers and whatnot that couldn't stand the ties.
The Lenniums and the Menniums, and his son is younger than you.
My son is younger than me.
I love it.
We don't want competition. We don't want any kind of acrimony. We don't want any of that. Just have his ties. Everybody gets money and participation trophies. We're all fine.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Spring football is underway. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State and Iowa. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Give us the deets on that Mike Trout contract.
So it is large and it is lengthy. Mike Trout is going to be one of the highest paid players in American sports. That's not just baseball. That's in the everything. It's a 12-year deal, Jeff Passan reports, worth $430 million. He becomes the highest paid athlete in really the history of American sports. Larger than Canelo Alvarez's deal with DAZN per annual monies. $36 million per year. It tears up the contract extension that he and the Angels had come to just a couple of years ago. It locks him up for 12 seasons. No word yet on opt-outs. He will also, check this out, Mike Trout still has $66.5 million remaining on the current deal with the Angels. You add in the $430 million in new guarantees. At the end of the day, his career earnings of $577 million, the most in major American sports history.
Fair.
I'll be honest with you, too. Feels a little low. I mean, credit the Angels for getting an extension done, so you're going to pay the best player in the sport, maybe the best player ever during his prime. I mean, this is another thing, too. You have now with these three contracts, with Machado and with Harper, and I guess you could roll in Nolan Arenado's extension as well. You've now found teams able to pay elite players in their prime. You don't have to look any farther than the Angels for a team that has issued a contract for a guy that's not in his prime. Albert Pujols is getting $28 million this year, $29 next year, and in 2021, he's getting paid $30 million. The Angels
We'll say the same thing about when Mike Trout is 40, whatever, at the end.
We absolutely won't. They paid him for age 27. The Angels would have loved to have age 27 Albert Pujols. They never got close.
Right, but I'm saying the back end of the deal is probably going to – that's what I mean.
Fine.
At the end of the deal, saying, wow, he's still getting how much money?
Fine, but Machado – the Padres know that, the Rockies know that, and the Phillies know that.
All right, a couple things that are critical here. First of all, do not use this deal as somehow an indication of the health of labor versus management. Say, well, players can still get – this is an anomaly. This is one of the greatest players in the history of professional team sports.
Right.
At the peak of his powers. It has nothing to do with all of the out-of-work veterans. It has nothing to do with the overall valuation of talent around
Correct.
The league.
Kimbrel, Dallas Keuchel, Correct. Both of them remain unsigned. One is going to be a Hall of Famer. The other one has a Cy Young and can still pitch for you. Not much of a problem.
Yeah, this is not connected to that. The other thing, Mike Trout, were he to retire right now,
mm-hmm.
is a first ballot Hall of Famer by
yes.
every measure.
Yes.
By every possible measure, he walks through the doors of Cooperstown today.
He's been worth more in terms of wins above replacement than Manny Machado and Bryce Harper combined. Combined. The two players combined, Mike Trout is that guy. It's possible, we've said this for a while, that we've been watching the best player to ever do it for about seven seasons now. And nobody's really watched enough Mike Trout tape You know, nobody, like, nationally speaking, baseball fans, your casual, your average baseball fan probably hasn't seen enough Mike Trout at bats, considering how good he is. There's always more Mike Trout to be watching because he plays out there, he plays on the West Coast, and he plays on a team that has made the playoffs and not won a single playoff game while he's been there. No fault of Mike Trout's. You want more from baseball's biggest star.
If you look at the list of wins above replacement, this is via Baseball Reference. Scott Lindholm sent this along. Going from if I start at Lou Gehrig, just arbitrarily, if I start at Lou Gehrig.
Start at this first ballot Hall of Famer.
Right. If I start at a baseball god and work my way up the list.
Okay.
Of wins above replacement through first eight seasons.
Gotcha.
Okay. This is, and I'm just go with this list for a moment, okay? This is value through your first eight seasons. We're going to start here with Lou Gehrig is at 48.9 wins. These are the people in ascending order, okay? Jeff Bagwell, Ken Griffey Jr., Ernie Banks, Ricky Henderson, Mike Schmidt, Frank Robinson, Johnny Mize, Archie Vaughn, Eddie Matthews, Joe DiMaggio, Jackie Robinson, Ty Cobb, Hank Aaron, Rogers Hornsby, Stan Musial, Willie Mays, Wade Boggs, Barry Bonds, Mickey Mantle, Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, and the only man ahead of Mike Trout is Ted Williams.
My God.
And the reason why Babe Ruth, people say, what about Ruth? He was pitching. He hadn't really, it took him some time to make the transition from successful starting pitcher to greatest slugger of all time.
Think about that, too. Ted Williams spent 3 years in the war.
Yes.
From his age 24 to 27 season. He sat out because, you know, war.
Not wins above replacement.
Not that war.
Actual war.
Yeah, the actual war. The actual war. Where you got to fly planes and shoot things down and you know, put your life on the line. That kind of thing.
Yep.
That sort of war. It's remarkable how good Mike Trout has been. It is also remarkable that the Angels have taken the number of different approaches to building a roster out around him as they have. I mean, I think, you know, you could argue that they got wrapped up in the fact that they were paying nothing for baseball's brightest star for a good couple seasons and allowed that to do like a Stars and Scrubs type lineup to attack an Albert Pujols contract and a Josh Hamilton deal that tried to surround him with sluggers in their prime for just at the tail ends of their primes. And then that went away. And the Angels, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could make the argument that they've just invested their money in the wrong spots. But I think you could also take a look at the way they've brought up prospects, the way they've had some tragedy in their pitching staff and had a couple of guys fall out with injury. You've had the kid who died, obviously, in a car accident. There were a couple of things that befell the Angels organization while Nick Adenhart, while he was in his early 20s, one of the best players to do it.
So what does this do for the Bryce Harper sub-story of when he says, the reason I did this deal at under market value and made this kind of lengthy commitment is I can plant my flag here and I can put out the clarion call, come join me, my brothers. And it was obviously aimed at Mike Trout.
Of course it was. He said it was.
South Jersey.
He said so.
Close to Philly. And now,
well, no. I think he continues putting the clarion call out, like you say. I think he can continue to court free agents. It's just that you're not getting Mike Trout anymore. What if he does the same thing? I think at $36 million a year, which I guess is the average annual value of this deal, and we'll see if some are front-loaded and see if there are any opt-outs. I would expect there's an opt-out or two. I don't imagine. Have you seen anything about opt-outs yet?
I haven't
anything in his. I would guess that he's got a couple. Harper's the only guy. I mean, he just didn't want one, apparently. Or more so, he wanted your highest. No, he wanted the $330 million, which at the time was the highest contract ever signed.
Yeah, I don't have anything here on opt-outs, but it's a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million, as reported by Jeff Passan. Mike Trout, one of the greatest players to ever lace them up, is going to remain an Angel. The segment brought to you by Grandview Homes. They will buy your home as is and fast. GrandviewHomes.com for more info. What do you think? 312-644-6767. It's rare that somebody like this, and Mike Trout could walk down the street in most major American cities unmolested. Think about that.
Just kind of waltz on by.
Was he even on the list of the ESPN World Fame 100? Did you see that list?
I did see that list, and I believe Trout was on there, but no, you had to scroll. He wasn't on there at all?
There was one baseball player in the list. That's right. Just one.
And it was not Mike Trout.
It was not.
It's amazing. Absolutely incredible.
Well, that's the next step, is now that you've got, now that baseball has a number of these guys signed to the long-term deals, the 26 and 27-year-olds, Machado, Harper, Trout, throw Arenado in there if you want, and you can pick another long-term contract or two if you're into it. But now the job of Major League Baseball is avoid a work stoppage and market your damn stars. Get it out there. You've done a great job of embracing advanced media, of embracing Twitter, and getting your tendrils everywhere in terms of online and Twitter and app work. Now you've got to use those conduits to get your stars out there facing forward. That's the job now.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We are Bernstein and McKnight. You can react to the richest contract in baseball history right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
3-2. Trout hammers it. No wind can knock this down.
That boy is good.
Terrible. Yeah, he's really good. However, according to Darren Rovell, Mike Trout is not among the 10 most popular baseball players.
He's kind of lacks a little sizzle.
If you look at the list where people vote with their wallets, he said Trout ranked 11th in the league in jersey sales.
Hmm.
Sort of anecdotally, on Halloween this year, when I was working the door at the house, the best represented baseball player that wanted candy at our house was Javi Baez, and second was Mike Trout. I was actually impressed to see it, and it was the Mike Trout Players Weekend jersey that people wanted. It's a kid on the back.
That's right, with the 17 eyes or something
kid.
Like that.
And it's so baseball-y. But Mike Trout is a very, very wealthy man, and one of the best baseball players we have ever seen is somebody I hope you've actually seen.
And not just in highlight form. Like, sit down and watch a game. Watch the everyday plays he makes out in center field, too, because that's what the most fascinating thing to me about Mike Trout is that since his, you know, first 140 at-bats in the big leagues, which did not go well, if you'll remember, over that same stretch of time, Brett Laurie was a much better player for almost those exact same 60-some games as Mike Trout was in there. Trout was bad. Brett Laurie was very, very good. So going into his first full season, it was like, oh, Brett Laurie, draft him. Mike Trout, you know, maybe. And then it took off from there. But every spring, Trout has had that one thing he's talked about getting better at. Like, oh, Mike, you're really good, and there are no holes in your game. What is there anything? Yeah, high fastballs. I'm going to work on that. Crushes high fastballs. Oh, the breaking ball. I'm going to work on walking a little bit more. Does that. Still crushes. I'm going to work on defense. I'm going to be a better defensive center fielder. I'm going to get back out of the corner, move to the center. Crushes that. Makes himself better that way. Steals some more bases. Stays healthy. All that stuff. Just being more consistent. There's going to be, Dan, a couple of calls, like the one we'll take in a second here, asking whether or not he's worth it. Let me outline a couple of things real quick, though. Artie Moreno, who owns the Angels, bought that team in 2003 for $184 million. It is right now worth $1.8 billion.
That's probably, their payroll is probably $150 million.
It will go up. Guess the Angels' payroll.
With this deal on it?
So as best as I can tell, this deal doesn't really take effect until 2021. So the $34 million that Trout's in line to make this season stays at $34 million. We'll see if like signing bonus money gets reallocated and whether that affects the CBA tax.
So this is an add-on that'll keep him through age 39?
As I understand it, yes, as it's being reported now. And who knows? You know, I mean, the Angels could shift some signing bonus money around and affect the contract either way.
Their payroll is, what, 160?
170.
It's $170 million, which means you've got 36. You've got one more Mike Trout-sized contract before you have to worry about the competitive balance tax.
Amazing. Joe in St. Charles, you're on the score.
Hi. You know, I have never seen that. I watch a lot of baseball, okay? And I love baseball. I've never seen this guy play.
Then you don't love baseball.
Well, okay. No, I just don't have Major League Network, and I don't stay up until like a million.
If you,
that's fair.
But no, but listen, if you haven't baseball's gone out problem. Of your way to see Mike Trout play, I question how much you like the game.
Okay, well maybe I'll have to make a point of it, but
8 years
my already. Point is, you know, you can pitch around anybody, one guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so. You know, I was at a Cubs game against Washington a couple of years ago, and I saw him do it to
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Yeah, they walked him five times.
Right. And I was at the Friday game, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so the point is, it's like, that's a lot of money to spend.
Of course
spend
it is,
for a
Joe.
That,
but not, Joe, listen
but
to this.
Not relative to the value of the franchise or to their payroll. Look at how much money Artie Moreno
or to
has
other
made.
Other players.
Right. You can't look at it just independent of everything. Look at it relative to what's happening and how good he is.
Also, for what it's worth, when they walked Harper five times, you know where Harper went? To first base. He wasn't out. He was on base.
And you know why they walked him? Because he was great.
I mean, all that's part of it, Joe.
I get that, but a guy standing there on first base, what's he going to do? Steal second, third?
Score! He's going to score because he's not out. You know how win expectancy matrices work? Do you know what it means to have somebody who is so valuable that a team doesn't want to throw him a strike?
No, I don't know what that means, but I can tell you it's much more valuable to
What's
be on first
do?
Than out.
He's going to be way more likely to score.
I mean, to be fair, it's a fair question for him. He's never seen him play.
You're right, that's true.
You need to see Mike Trout play.
I love basketball, but I've never seen LeBron James play. Come on, man.
You need to go see Mike Trout play.
Come on.
Go do it.
I love football, but I've
who is just, this Tom Brady fellow
exactly.
everyone keeps talking about?
I've never seen Tom Brady.
I love
play.
The NFL, but I've never watched the Super Bowl.
Come on, that's ridiculous. If you love baseball, go out of your way to watch one of the greatest players ever play.
September 6th, 7th, and 8th are the three games you want to get ahead to Guaranteed Rate Field. That's when Mike Trout and the Angels come into town.
Yeah, he comes here.
Pretty sure
play.
I'm reading the schedule right. Yeah, 6th, 7th, and 8th September. That's their first and only trip. Yeah, go buy those tickets. Go see the best player in baseball play. It's 4 miles from downtown, 5 miles from downtown. It's not far.
And this is also a guy who, on a routine two-hop high bouncer to short, beats it out.
He's got speed like a free safety.
Ridiculous speed.
The size and the weight ratio with the speed is preposterous. He's that kind of guy. We shouldn't be doing advertising for Mike Trout. He doesn't need advertising. Maybe some context as to where he lands in the all-timers of baseball. We read that list off. We started at Lou Gehrig and then read 15 other all-time players before getting to Mike Trout, second from the top. Ted Williams, Mike Trout, value added in the first 8 years of a Major League Baseball career.
This is 847. Okay, Dan, I haven't gone out of my way to watch Mike Trout play. Doesn't mean I'm not a fan of baseball. Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
Kinda.
He's on television. He's on your phone.
Kinda.
It kinda does.
I mean, maybe you're a Cubs fan. Maybe you're just a National League fan. And you're not interested in watching the American League. Even still, I have some help for you there. The 12th, 13th, and 14th of April, Mike Trout's at Wrigley. Go see Mike Trout.
And 7-7-3, what's he going to do? Steal second? Yeah.
Could.
Yep, he
yep,
probably
definitely
will.
Could.
Yeah,
yeah, he's absolutely good.
He's very
he's
fast.
Good at that, too.
And he probably will do that.
Mother of God.
So while we're having fun with Mike Trout numbers, Stonecutter says Mike Trout's played 8 seasons, and due to injuries and being an August call-up as a rookie, he's only averaged 133 games per season. He's really played more like 7 full seasons. That's true. I think it's important to say that.
Yeah, his major league service time is just over 7. Let me double. Yeah, it's 7.07.
Okay, Trout has 64.3 career B-WAR. But forget 7 or 8 seasons. Here's the list of players with more career B-WAR who have played fewer than
15 seasons. Okay, I'm going to say that again. These are people with more career wins than Mike Trout who have played fewer than 15 seasons. Clayton Kershaw is at 64-6 in 11. Trout will eclipse him by Easter, and Kershaw will never catch up.
No.
Tony Mullane, 13 seasons, played his final game during Benjamin Harrison's presidential administration in 1894.
Good administration.
Oh, yeah. Ed Walsh, in 14 seasons, played his final game when the Central Powers had greater than a 30% win expectancy in World War I, including to TrenchWarGraphs.com, 1917. Don Drysdale, 67.2 wins in 14. Trout will pass him by Memorial Day. Amos Roussey, 68.6, played his last game when people still had names like Amos Roussey, 1901. Robinson Cano, 69.2 in 14. Trout will pass him by the trade deadline, and Cano will never catch him. Archie Vaughn, Trout will pass him by Labor Day. Jim McCormick, 76 WAR, played
great guy, never met.
Played his final game a few months after Louis Pasteur cured rabies in 1887.
That's coming back, though. We're not vaccinated anymore, so it's on
right,
its way.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah, we're bringing rabies back. Joe DiMaggio, 78.1 WAR in 13. Trout will pass him in 2020. John Clarkson, 84 wins in 13 seasons, but played his final game before humans had developed the ability to see color and everything was in actual sepia tone, 1894. Tim Keefe, 86 wins in 14 seasons, played his final game a month before Siam became Laos.
Tim Keefe will always be Burma to me.
It'll always be Burma to me. Kershaw, Drysdale, Cano, Archie Vaughn, Joe DiMaggio, and a bunch of guys who were the literal sons of Civil War veterans. That's your list of people who had more wins than Trout's 7-plus seasons in 15 or fewer seasons. That is amazing.
I hope they can make him interesting. I hope baseball makes him interesting. I know it's not their job per se, but it's like I've been talking about with this entire offseason, all the storylines that we've been following, the giant contracts that came out do not mean that the labor issues are solved between baseball and the players. It just doesn't. They got a whole slew, a whole nother cast of players that need help with contract and labor negotiations and whatnot. But there is opportunity in fixing your offseason. There is opportunity, if not obligation, opportunity to make your sport brighter, to make it more entertaining, and to own more headlines and to have us, everybody, talking about your sport rather than somebody else's.
Yeah, what,
and by leaving some of that opportunity on the wayside, you are leaving money, cash, notoriety, the possibility, the option of paying some of these players the money you want to so that your sport isn't locked out and you don't have to file away for a rainy day. Like, it's nonsense.
The texters are killing it today. 815, because I hate baseball and I've seen Mike Trout play. 773 says, I'm a Cubs fan, and if you remember the 2013 Cubs, you might be Les Grobstein, but I made a point to see him there.
That's Jewel
and LaGrange. I mean, there are... This is, you guys are in a bubble. All you do is watch sports. I love baseball and haven't seen Trout play either.
Nope. Not in the bubble. Do a lot more than watch sports, and you don't love baseball.
He's the best player in the game. He might be the best player
ever
to ever play the game. And the ignorance toward Trout is amazing to me. It shouldn't happen. And I swear to you, my brain is about to explode trying to assign some sort of fault for that. Because it's not a viewer's fault. It can't be. Too many people can't have just missed this guy. It's got to be somebody else's problem. It has to be. It's not Trout's, and it might not be yours if you love baseball as much as you claim to. Someone in between the I love baseball and the here's Mike Trout playing the sport that you love should have put him in front of you.
Does he have any responsibility here to be more interesting?
No.
I don't think so.
No, either. He makes $30 million a year. 36, you know, he doesn't need to be interesting.
There's some who've said, well, he's just not interesting. He doesn't really have – I think his actual game is really interesting.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
He doesn't have to do card tricks in between plate appearances to keep people happy. 312-644-6767. We've got a record breaker of a sports contract today and some stuff to get to, too. We've had what I think is a really significant moment in the history of college basketball that came off the court.
All right.
I genuinely do. I'm not hyperbolizing here. I think it is a critical occurrence that could change the way people think about the NCAA and think about the college game, because it's sort of like a, you know, when you've lost Cronkite, you've lost the people.
You've lost the war.
There's something, somebody really, really important in the historical arc of college basketball is on the right side of history.
Couple of big storylines making their way through. We will get to both of them. Plus, Mark Deeks at 1040 to talk NBA and the draft and the tourney. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.